This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to vach, friends. I want to speak about a very amazing sugya. I think somebody brought up this question when we were learning Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said on Tezayin Amud Aleph that there's a chomer of nedarim over shvua. What is that chomra? The chomra is that if you say koinam sukkah shani oisa, lulav shani noitel, tefillin shani meniach, by nedarim it's asar, and by shvus it's mutter. So if somebody swears they're not going to sit in the sukkah, they're not going to take tefillin, they're not going to take a lulav, then they have to abide by the neder. But if somebody swears they're not going to sit in the sukkah or take a lulav, the shvus is not chal, ein nishba in laver ala mitzvah. But you could make a neder not to do a mitzvah. The Gemara has explained because it's a sort of an iser. The Gemara says it's chal on the item itself. Fine. So I think the question was brought up. So think about it. The guy swore he's not going to take a lulav. Okay, so he has to abide by it. Otherwise, lo yachel devarai. But on the other hand, he has a mitzvah to take the lulav. So why don't we say, asay, doichel lois asay? Okay? So why is a neder chal on a mitzvah, but the mitzvah sasay, to do the mitzvah, should push off the lav of la yachel devarai? Okay? That's the question. Why don't we say, asay, doichel lois asay? That's a geshmak akasha. And this is the question of Rishonim already. We're going to see this is the question of the Sefer HaChinuch and other notable Rishonim. So let's go to the first Mara Makoim, which is the Rashba. The Rashba asks, Hada Amar Yeshiva Sukkah Alai Vim Taimar Lesi Asay the Sukkah V'Lidchi Lois Asay Tola Yachal Devarai. And if you're going to ask, let the Asay of Sukkah come and push off the Lois Asay of La Yachal Devarai. So the Rashba gives a simple answer, that nedarim are not only a lois asei, it's a lois asei va'asei. It says lo yachal devaroi, and also kachal ayotz mi pevyasa. V'yesh loymar, says the Rashba, the nedarim asei v'lois aseihim, asei kachal ayotz mi pevyasa, the asei, everything that comes out of your mouth you should do, lois asei lo yachal devaroi. Fine. The Sefer HaChinuch also asks this question and gives the same answer. If you look on page 2, V'im tishal misha nadar, someone who swore, made a vow, Shalai lechol davar shu mitzvah alav la'achlai, eich lo yachlani, how could you not eat it? Sharei oisid davar mitzvahu, that matter is a mitzvah, mitzvah alav ba'aseh, v'yava yaseh, v'yidcha lois aseh, de lo yachal. Kichein yoimru chachamim. This is what the chachamim said, b'chol makoim, asi aseh, v'daycha lois aseh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Tshuvasach, the answer is, Sha'aneder asei v'lav yishbay. A neder is an asei and a lav. Lav d'lo yachel, v'asei k'chol hayotz mipiv ya'asa. Okay. The Nemuke Yosef, I think this should be page 3, also asks this question. If you look, it's on the bottom right-hand side of the page. The Nemuke Yosef doesn't give that answer, that's an asei and a lois asei. Then Ruke Yosef says, Lefisha nedarim chalan al dvar mitzvah. Nedarim are chalan al dvar mitzvah. The nedarim iser chefzahim. A neder is an iser chefzah. Ve'in machilin la'adam davar asr. Like, we cannot feed somebody something that's asr to him. Shaloi amra Torah lasais mitzvah be'isurei hana. The Torah did not say to do a mitzvah with isurei hana. Therefore, we cannot say with this. We can't have the mitzvah push off the lav. Why? Because a neder is an iser cheftza. And on an iser cheftza, you don't say, asay doicha lois asay. Muke Yosef says a big chidush. Then when it comes to an iser cheftza, we don't say, asay doicha lois asay. So we have two answers. And he says, Koshekein Nedarim is an Aseh V'Lois Aseh. So it's interesting. The Rashba and the Sefer HaChinuch say the reason why we don't say Aseh Doich Lois Aseh is because a Nedarim is Aseh V'Lois Aseh, and an Aseh cannot push off a lav and an Aseh. And then Mukhe Yosef says, because Nadarm is an Isser Chavtza, so therefore we don't say, Ase is Doicha, Lais Ase. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky brings an explanation from Rav Shimon Shkop. Of what relevance is it that Nadarim is an Isser Chefza? Therefore what? Since it's an Isser Chefza, therefore we don't say Ase Doicha Lais Ase? Hikshu Harishainim Beha Dekainamais Chalin Levato Asamitzvah Demikamakoim Lase Ase Velidcha Lais Ase Dekainamais. So he quotes the Rajma and the Chinuch that Nadarim is a Lais Ase and Ase, and he quotes this, the Nemuke Yosef that it is an Isser Chefza. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asks that it's hard to understand the words of the Muke Yosef. What does Isser Chefza have to do with Dechia? What difference does it make if Nadarim is an Isser Chefza or not? So he quotes from Shimon Shkop, quoted in the Sefer Oyel Torah and Sharei Torah, a Masechta Nadarim, who explains the Isser Chefza. What is an Isser Chefza? It's a din in the chefetz. That normally the person's not to eat something. By nadarim is the item cannot be eaten because you're profaning the item. Because a kainam, a neder, is an inyan kedusha. There's mi'ila by a kainam. So you can't say asay is doicha. The asay is the person could do this. But that's very nice, the person could do this, but how are you going to remove the intrinsic problem and isser and kedusha of the item? That it's not that I can't eat the item, it's that the item has a problem that it can't be eaten. So, asei doicha lois asei is, from my vantage point, even though I'm not allowed to do it, the command to do it overrides. But if the problem with me eating it is because the item can't be eaten, then my command to eat it cannot override what's intrinsic to the item. So I'm not sure how much more explanation that adds, but that's trying to explain what the Nemuke Yosef means, that it's an Isser Chefza. The Stipler on the next page brings something very interesting. Why didn't the Rajba want to say that the reason why it's Aser is because it's an Isser Chefza and Aseh Doicha is not Doicha Dolois Aseh? So I would have said, well, the Rajba is giving a much simpler answer. It's because, of course, Aseh can't be a Doicha Lois Aseh. It's an Aseh and a Lois Aseh. Violating an Eder is not just pushing off a Lav, it's pushing off a Lav and an Aseh. But he brings something very interesting. That the opinion of the Rashba is, all Isurei Torah are Isser Chefza. And yet we say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, so he didn't want to give that answer. But the Nemuke Yosef says, no, normally Yisurei Torah are Isser Gavra. Except for Nadarim. I'm not sure I understand that, because what does that mean? The Rajba holds all Yisurei Torah are Isser Chefza, but we've differentiated between Neder and Shvua so many times. That neder is an Isser Gavra, an Isser Chefza, and Shua is an Isser Gavra. But he's saying that in the world of the Rajba, all Yisurei Torah are Isser Chefza. So you can't say, we don't say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh by Yisurei Chefza, because all Lavan in the Torah are Yisurei Chefza. Then we have another answer to this question of why don't we say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh by a neder from the Shar HaMelech. I was zoichet to be at the Shar HaMelech's kever in Livorno. He says, you know when you say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh? When the situation that you find yourself in is an Aseh versus a Lois Aseh. But if you're the one responsible for creating the Lois Aseh, and it's the Lois Aseh is through your negligence, we're not going to say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. Shar HaMelech says, he brings the question of the Chinuch, based on Toisus and Erevin, he says, "In Taimar, let's say Aseh v'lidcha lois Aseh." He says it's not similar to Klayim and Tzitzis, because here it's coming through Pshia, and it could have been fulfilled without pushing off the Lav. So too here, you could say, you know why we don't say Aseh Dechaloy Saseh? Because it came through Pshia. You made a neder not to eat matzah. So what do you want to say? Oh, push it off with the Aseh? Well, you should have thought about that before you made the neder. Aseh Dechaloy Saseh is when there's no choice. There was a choice here. You could be Mekayim the Aseh without violating the Lav. How? Don't make the neder. Now, I didn't put it on the sheet. There's a big question over here. The question is, that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that says, in Isser, that's Yeshnai B'Shela, is more lenient. And on such an Isser, we do say, Aseh Doichaloi Saseh V'Aseh. In other words, one of the reasons why the answer, that what do you mean? It's a La V'Aseh, so of course you can't push it off. One of the reasons that's not so pashat is because a Lav and an Aseh that you could be Mater is not so strict. And regarding that, we do say Aseh is Doichaloi Saseh V'Aseh. So that's something that Rabbi Chanan deals with. That why don't we say, even though the Rajma and the Chinuch says it's a Lav and an Aseh that has to be pushed away, nevertheless, since it's Efshar B'Shela, we should say Aseh is Doichaloi Saseh V'Aseh Sheyeshnoi B'Shela. I want to share with you one more answer to this question of why don't we say Aseh Doichaloi Saseh. And this is the answer of Reb Chaim Brisker, quoted by Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. And Reb Chaim says, "Gishmak alamdus." Reb Chaim's alamdus is, look, the truth is, it's Efshar B'Sheila, and really, Aseh should push off Alava Aseh Sheyeshna B'Sheila. And regarding Isser Cheftza, maybe Aseh could push off Alav, that's in Isser Cheftza. But question, question for you. Question is, when would you violate the Lav? And when would you be Mekayim the Aseh? Let's say I say, I aser this sukkah, or I take a neder, I'm not going to put on tefillin. When I put on the tefillin, when, so you want to say, let the Aseh of tefillin push off the Lav of Lo Yachal Dvarai. When am I over Lo Yachal Dvarai? If I put on the tefillin. Am I over when I put on the tefillin? Or am I over retroactively at the time that I made the neder? So the rule in Aseh Doichaloi Saseh is that Aseh could push off the Lav that I'm over at the time that I fulfill the Aseh. But if by fulfilling the Aseh, I'm triggering the violation of a Lav retroactively to an earlier time, then how in the world can Aseh push off a Lav from an earlier time? So that's how Reb Chaim says it. The Grach says, any nether Shua, we say that at the time that you made the nether, you're over on the nether. So if you say Aseh Doichaloi Saseh and I have to send the sukkah, I'm going to be violating the Lav L'mafreya. We don't say Aseh Doichaloi Saseh to violate a Lav L'mafreya. That's what Reb Chaim says. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining tonight. And we'll try to get to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis on sometime later this week. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.